This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. On the day thousands marched across the United States to mark Juneteenth, the end of slavery, in protest against police brutality and racism, U.S. President Donald Trump threatened unspecified action against any protesters at his Saturday rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said, "Any protesters, anarchists, agitators, looters, or lowlifes who are going to Oklahoma, understand you will not be treated like you have been in New York, Seattle, or Minneapolis. It will be a much different scene." The ominous tweet sparked public backlash, prompting a Trump campaign spokesman to clarify that the president was referring to agitators, not peaceful protesters. Also drawing heavy criticism compelled Mr. Trump to reschedule was Mr. Trump's original plan to hold the Tulsa rally on the Juneteenth holiday in a city known for one of the worst incidents of racial violence in U.S. history. The 1921 Tulsa massacre resulted in the deaths of about 300 people in the historically black district of Greenwood, where white rioters destroyed 23 churches, more than 2,000 black-owned businesses and homes, and 36 square blocks of the neighborhood, according to the Greenwood Cultural Center. Protesters in North Carolina's capital have pulled down parts of a Confederate monument and hanged one of the toppled statues from a light post. Demonstrators used a strap to pull down two statues that were part of a larger obelisk near the state capitol and downtown Raleigh. They then used a rope to hang one of the statues by its neck from a light post. Earlier in the day, hundreds of demonstrators marched through downtown Raleigh and Durham to protest against police brutality and celebrate Juneteenth. Numerous Confederate statues have been vandalized or torn down across the South following the death of George Floyd. This is VOA News.